Let's go, dude. What's up, guys? It's the Toasty Podcast. My name's Sky.
I'm Matty B.
And we have some special guests today. I've got Garage Noise here.
Three idiots here to dumb down this podcast.
Nah, dude. We're always welcome to have guests, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, guys, we're sharing one mic, so we got two people on that. And then we also have some music in the background, so keep that in mind as well. Anyway.
This kind of sounds like my house, honestly.
Viewer listener discretion is advised. Obviously, it's explicit. So let's continue. Let's get toasty. Why'd you start a podcast, dude?
Oh, man. So originally started the podcast. It was me and Rio, who's not here, but it's Corey's brother. And I don't really know. I think somebody pissed me off or something like that. And I was like, I'm going to tell these people, like I'm going to give them like the what for, you know? So I just like started a podcast with his brother.
There you go.
What? So like Rio and Ben, they're like, dude, you know what? Like we should just like get together and talk shit about people. Not really talk shit about people, but just like,
it didn't start out that way. It started as more of like,
that's how it ended up.
Yeah. It started more as like, I feel like I have something to say.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say it about like the car community and stuff like that. And then it evolved into like
the car community,
me talking shit about a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I don't really talk shit about a lot of people. It's just,
he says facts. Like, it's a lot of facts.
Damn.
Painful.
You're just telling like it is, right? Yeah. You're just telling like it is. So, and like a part of the car community, so like, what do you do in the car community? Are you just all about it, or what? Car shows, I mean, or like, racing?
So
or?
I've been in the car community for a long time. Like, I'm 30 now, and I've probably been in the car community for like 15 years or something like that.
And
so I've kind of seen like, yeah, I've kind of seen how it's evolved and like, it's gone through its ebbs and flows and stuff like that. Like, and I've gotten to know most of the important people, like within the critical points of the car community, like people that run big time shows, sure, and stuff like that. We had a episode where we had Wayne Riqueno on our podcast, and he's like one of the original people that started Hot Import Nights.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, networked a lot throughout my time as an enthusiast, and I kind of saw like this large cliff coming of how like everything's just kind of going to shit, because it's kind of filled with like the Honda Civic kids have grown up and bought Mustangs, and they're ruining like good car meets and stuff like that. So I was just like,
oh dang,
let's
dude
talk about that stuff. And
yeah,
that's where it went. So
heck yeah, dude. Yeah, so I've never really been like really a part of it, I guess. I love cars, obviously. I have my small group of people that I work on cars with and shit, but I don't know, I never really got that involved. Because I thought exactly what you just said. You know, I thought it was all Civic guys and that grew up and got Mustangs.
But
and
I mean,
sucks
honestly,
now.
That's like the gist of like the car community. Like your hand, like your group of friends that you just like,
yeah,
like doing car shit to,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
like car shit with, and then it's like, then you have your people that are like, oh, like I'm all about shows. So like, you know, oh, I'm chasing clout here. Like I need this many views, this many likes.
Yeah, right.
Stop then banging the table. It's going to show up on the audio.
Oh,
and then you have people like Ben where it's like, I love cars. I do all this crap, but like, you know, who really cares at this point? Because like he said, he's been in this so long.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have Tito Films. So he's like,
right,
you know,
he's got to be a part of all
of
it.
Yeah, he has to be like everywhere.
Right.
And then you just have, you know, people like me where I'm just like, I'm too broke to afford anything. It's like, yo, I don't need to eat this week.
Bro,
it's cool though,
this
cause
is,
like,
yeah,
you kind of see like, you see the very different dynamics in our podcast, like, cause like there's money, there's not money, there's like what different levels of builds. Like we literally have what we all have between the four of us. There's like what, 6-8 cars. And they're all like different levels of builds.
Yeah.
So you can kind of witness a lot of the way that the community lays out between the four of us.
Like Corey having 6 motors in his car.
Basically, Corey
long,
blew
dude
up a bunch of motors in his. Mm-hmm. In
yeah,
his
dude,
car.
I heard y'all talk about it on the freaking podcast, dude.
Oh yeah,
that was like a crazy story, man.
Yeah, what happened?
Got screwed a lot.
What?
Holy crap, dude.
He should have just sold the car. Like, at this point, God. He could have.
You're, like, talking about all the money he spent. He's like, yeah, it was more than worth the car. I'm like, what the heck, dude?
Yeah, should have just LS swapped it, dude.
Hey, can you check the audio real quick, see if we're good?
Do it.
I didn't check the audio again right before we started.
Let me
see what we're doing.
It's all muted.
Yeah, everything's ruined, dude.
Our first episode of our
Tito
podcast.
Yo, Mike.
Yeah, we're Gucci. Okay, cool. All right.
So our first episode ever that we recorded of our podcast, only one mic was plugged in. It was Rio's mic. Yeah.
It's a random mic.
Oh, I've had so many snags, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time there's something new, dude. It's like, I'm always like, Matt. I'm always like, I just text Matt, I'm like, Matt, dude. I'm sorry, man. I fucked it up. Like, I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. Know? I'm just like, I messed it up. You know? I've done that before. I've seriously deleted it, not knowing what I was doing. I've not gotten the right video. I've not gotten the right audio. That happens all the freaking time, dude.
Dude, I've posted episodes that, like, have words in them that I was supposed to beep out and totally forgot. And then somebody's like, oh, I don't like that you said that. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You can't hear anything. Like, don't listen to it. I'm like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, so, oh, shit.
Too late now.
Ben, actually, like, there's only, like, three words or two words? I think it's just two.
Yeah.
And I always say one of them by accident.
He said it already.
Yeah, I said it. It's the R word. He told me not to say it. But it just comes out. It's like, I'm not like calling somebody that. It's just like this situation was.
I'm not about it. Like, the thing is, like, on podcasts, the whole point of it, right, is to be like,
uncensored,
open, uncensored. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about YouTube coming down on me. If they do, I don't give a shit, because I've got a podcast that's audio only, right? Luckily for us, Spotify does not censor right now. The thing is that the reason is because it's an RSS feed, right? So it's like it's coming from a back end. It's not, you're not putting it on Spotify. They don't have the rights to
I think they're Swedish too.
They are.
But it's like they're not gonna,
like, my podcast is on Pandora, freaking Apple.
Yeah, it's not the same, dude.
It's on everything, right? It makes it easier, so you can put everything on. You can put everything on the RSS feed, and it's not actually on the platform.
Dude, we got censored once by Anchor, because we had like a.
That's
whole,
what you use as Anchor.
Yeah, so we had like a whole episode about guns, and I think it was guns and something else, but it was like a controversial topic at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
And they censored us, and I was like, nope. And
What happened, though?
I think it was,
what'd
like,
they do?
What, that mass shooting that was happening.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, ARs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, yo, like, you can't talk about that stuff because, you know, we live in a...
So did they actually, like, tell you guys, happened?
That's what I want to know. They pulled one of the episodes.
Right.
And they sent an email about it, and I was like, nope, fuck this. So, like, I went to bat, and I was like, I'm not going to let this happen. So, basically... It was a chain of probably 10 to 15 emails back and forth between me and Anchor, then we reposted the episode, and they never took it down.
It's just really weird. It's just like...
It's interesting, because what if it's just some dude at a desk like, oh, I don't like that episode. Bam! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not Anchor themselves. Like, isn't that how it works?
I think that's kind of like what YouTube does. Like, YouTube searches... for like certain words. Facebook does the same thing, right?
The freaking algorithm.
I posted a comment once, and all I said was like freaking white people like that. And it was like a in
who cares,
in context,
right?
Like, you can tell it's very clearly it was a joke.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
out of context it looks bad. And I posted it, and immediately I got a notification from Facebook that says, we took your comment down because it's considered hate speech.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Bro, 2020.
That's how it is, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, whenever you put something on someone's platform, yeah, they can censor it. Like, Anchor was a free platform that you could just put your podcast on. Well, since you're doing that, you're on their terms. The reason I like what I do as far as getting a regular podcast host is because I'm hosting it, and it's just getting spread to those places.
Yeah.
They have no say in that shit. They can't tell me what to do.
That's the only time I ever had any issues with them.
Right.
So.
That's cool that they, like, let it stay up.
Yeah. And
I mean,
like,
after fighting them, you know.
So now we don't run any ads through Anchor or anything like that. Like, they're always, like, pinging and saying, hey, you want to run this ad for us? We'll pay you this. I don't give a fuck, dude. We're not going to run that ad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I would like to do ads, but I want to do it in a different way. I don't want to do like what they do.
Like
I want
sponsors,
some company.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, like sponsors.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we'll
sponsors.
Give them a shout out if they.
We got those.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what I want to do. Like they're like, oh, it's a cool podcast. We'll give you some money and you talk about our shit.
Dude, did you know
it's gotta
that?
It's got to be something I use.
Did you know that if you go, do you guys know what Zor is?
Is it the wheel guys?
Yeah,
tire,
so like mobile
tire,
tire.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have my own code. So you can go to like Zor and set up an appointment and use the code FenderGod and you get like $25
Fender
bucks
God?
Off.
Is that what you call yourself?
Hell that's yeah. What other people call me.
Oh, dude. Holy crap, dude. So you're actually competing against Angel then.
It's not really a competition.
No? Okay. No, okay. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to. This is the actual podcast.
I have
Let's keep
him.
Going. Let's keep going. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Not at all. God. That is not.
I mean, I'm 2,600 cars deep into it, and I think he's done like 20.
Maybe, yeah. Hmm. But you have a shop for it.
I just do it all out of my garage.
Oh, okay.
And that's what you call a shop.
Yeah.
That whatever, dude. That's
I mean,
yeah.
Got,
it's a shop.
It's,
whatever, man.
It's
it works. How much do you charge? Because I might need it at some point.
30 a fender, but if it's somebody that like I know or somebody that I like, it's a different price.
30 a fender. 30 a fender sounds good though.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's
already a deal, right?
A lot of people are like, yo, that's way too expensive.
What?
I know this person. Can I get a discount? It's like, I don't care. You know, freaking.
And you heat it up and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, then there's no. You're paying. It's. That's like a haircut, a tire. Each tire has a haircut. Like, you got to be kidding me.
How do you guys feel about people asking, like, for discounts and stuff?
How do we feel? You
like
want to talk about discounts at freaking BMW Arlington?
Yeah.
Let's do it, dude. It's literally Dollar General, man.
Is it?
It's the Dollar General of the BMW dealership community.
So I was listening to an episode yesterday.
Straight up.
And you guys were, like, comparing
Sewell to...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My buddy that I had
Sewell's
on.
Sewell's actually my mom's customer, so my mom... owns her own freight company.
Yeah.
And she ships all their cars.
Dude, them. Okay. Sewell is an awesome company.
Oh, yeah. They're great, man.
The management's awesome. They do things for you.
Though.
Right. They do things for you. That's great, right? But hold on. I'm getting there. So I worked there as a technician in Grapevine, and I their warranty department's crap, and they like have a lot of power-hungry people there. That was the only problem. So I was like, okay, I got to get out of here, right? But being an advisor might have been better because apparently it's great as an advisor. I don't know.
Yeah, grass is always greener on the other side.
That's what they always say, right?
Yeah,
it
exactly.
always is. Being an advisor at Arlington, dude, oh my gosh. Everyone asks for a discount. But, you know, maybe it's like human nature. I don't know. Maybe they think it's some kind of game. Can I get a discount on my $70 oil change? It's $70 for a BMW oil change. That's cheap.
Dude, it cost me more than that
already
to change
cheap,
oil
dude.
In my truck.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But they want a discount on that. Oh, it's not $50 anymore? What the heck, man?
You
it's
can't
crazy,
even buy
dude.
Oil for $50, like, for a full oil change and a filter.
We were literally,
yeah,
we literally
six,
lose
six
money.
Six and a half
like, we know that.
Liters,
we lose
like,
money.
No way.
Yeah, and people no think way. That dealerships just have all this money back end.
They do, don't they? They got all those cars they
there
bought.
There you go. Upper management does in their own little pockets, but the dealership itself, maybe not.
Dude, so this is what I've started doing. When people ask me for discounts, I just straight up tell them no. And I'm going to start charging them more if they ask for discounts. But I've started screenshotting when they ask for a discount, and I post it on my Instagram, like on the story.
Really?
Yep. Oh, I'll call
that's,
them out, dude. I don't
what
know.
What I like about this, so you're technically whatever small business, you're doing it yourself, so you can literally control your clientele.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if you can't if you're bigger because you have to have the people. I don't know. I'm not sure, you know?
Yeah.
Why would it matter, right? Right.
Yeah.
You should be able to, right?
Yeah. I think there's this whole thing like live by the review, die by the review.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And for me, like, I don't fucking care because there's nobody that can do it better than I can. And I've got a proven track record already. There's evidence out there.
Yeah.
So if you go and say, oh, he fucked my car up. People are going to be like, man, he probably didn't. You fucked it up. So
yeah. There you go, man. You have the reputation already, so you're not worried about that.
So
that makes sense.
Fuck those people.
I saw you smiling earlier. What were we going to say, dude?
Huh?
Do you do that a lot? Do you, like, keep stuff to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thinking of another racist joke to say?
No. I don't even. Bruh. I just brought up a theory about Hitler, and then,
so
I did that one time, and now I'm fucking...
What was the theory, though? Come on, man.
The theory was that, okay, and it wasn't my theory.
You can listen to the whole thing. So the episode that he talks about this on is called Tito's Door Dick.
Okay.
Nah, but I had a coworker.
Yeah, you guys can go check that out too.
Named Max, right? He doesn't work there anymore, but I don't either. But he told me once, because the job we had was very easy and simple, so we had all the time in the world to talk about weird stuff. And he was like, you know, some people think Hitler went to heaven. And I was like, what? And he tells me, he was like, because Hitler, he thought he was benefiting the world by taking out all the Jews, right? So he had good intentions, quote unquote, for the world. So,
okay.
Kind of like Thanos, you know how he thought by taking half of the world out, he was benefiting it in some way. Yeah.
So your face is exactly how all our faces
he's
were.
Like, what?
Definitely a weird theory, but yeah, I don't know. I thought it was weird too. I just thought it was funny to bring it up.
Yeah, yeah. It was. That's funny. That's crazy, man. Obviously, that guy's wrong, but you know, it's cool.
Yeah. But he was, as he was saying it, he was like side eyeing me, like he was like afraid that he was offending me or something.
Oh my
I'm
gosh,
like,
dude,
I'm none of those things.
Like you're the guy. Oh man. Holy crap.
And like right before that, they were telling like all these other, like they were telling all these jokes, like jokes that I can't say because I'm white, but
oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, I remember, that was funny.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No. I don't want to.
That's crazy, man. So you guys literally just like talk shit and you just get on and do your thing.
Yeah,
man.
Basically.
That's cool. That's really cool, man.
That's kind of the whole purpose, right? Is like, it's the same. What we do on the podcast is the same thing we do after the podcast and before the podcast. We're all hanging out in my garage and we're literally just talking shit to each other,
yeah,
or to other people. Like, it's literally the same thing that you do with all your friends when you're working on your car.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, same shit. Well, it's called Garage Noise. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Honestly, it fits. All of
my
it fits.
Wife picked that name out.
Really?
Yeah. And it was,
dude, congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thanks,
that's
man.
That's dope, man.
So it was a, at the time, so like I have the Benji Built Garage, and then they had Noisy Neighbors, which is their clothing brand.
Really? Clothing brand?
Yeah.
It's not like huge. It was just like, so the whole thing behind Noisy Neighbors was,
I didn't mean to interrupt,
oh, you're
dude.
Good, dude.
Rio, my brother, he used to live in a gated community, like an HOA, and he had like, what, a foot and a half blast pipes coming straight out of, or Boso pipes coming straight out of the back of his car, and he'd go to work every day at 5 a.m.
Oh my
god,
dude.
So just
turn
on a straight pipe with freaking Boso pipes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
neighbors probably hate him.
It was literally just letter after letter after letter after letter after
yeah.
letter after
HOA,
letter.
Yeah, HOA, yeah.
And he's like, you know what? Like, it said, like, a neighborhood, it said nuisance to the neighborhood. So he was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to try to capitalize off of this. So he legitimately was like, you know what? I'm going to make a thing, like a brand called Noisy Neighbors. And he like texted me one day. I was like, bro, I was like, that's perfect because
yeah.
almost every person in the car community has an exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, most of them is loud. I was like, their neighbors probably want to freaking murder them every day.
Yeah.
I was like, so it's perfect. I was like, I'm not saying it's going to blow up.
Right.
I was like, but.
Yeah. I mean, clothing brands, there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, you get to make what you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's similar to the podcast. It's just clothing.
And
so do it.
If essentially, you know, Connie, his wife, was just like, well, why don't y'all just say, like, you know, from Benji Built Garage and then Noisy Neighbors, y'all just say Garage Noise. And then Ben brought it up to Rio. And then I was like, yo, I was like, that's actually a really cool, like, name.
Yeah.
So it stuck ever since.
That works, dude.
When the original name was like, yeah, dude. That was the original name.
Creative. What the heck, dude? That's actually pretty cool. I like that,
Garage
too.
Noise is better.
Huh? Garage Noise is definitely better. But, like, yeah, dude, that's funny. God. When did you guys start?
Let's see. A long time ago. So, like, my nickname on the podcast used to be the permanent guest.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
I think it was a second or third.
He just kept
episode.
Showing up. He wouldn't go away. So we started June 12th, 2018.
June 12th, 2018?
Pretty
dang,
much.
Dude.
I was like, yo, this is cool. Like, I like sitting here, like, just, you know.
Dude, it's fun. Talking. Every single guest I have on, they're always like, man, this is fun. I want to do this again.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we got to wait a little while, you know, spread out the guests and a little bit.
Same
but
thing, like, every
cool,
time
man.
We have a guest, it's like, yo, like,
yeah.
This is fun. Like, can I do it again next
yeah,
week?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, no.
It's a lot more comfortable than you think. It's like, no.
You can't come back. I want you here, like, right now. Sure.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
just
it's
weird, man. Like, it's weird when people ask to be guests.
Is that?
Because, well, to me, it is. I'm just like.
Well, that's technically what I did.
Not really, like, because you don't ask to be a guest on the podcast. You just ask if you could come hang out while we record the podcast. 90% of the time,
you
just
are.
Just kind of hangs
he is
out
a
in
filmer.
The
that makes sense, dude.
Yeah.
Being in videography, dude, they're all usually
but,
quiet
I mean,
people that are in the corner just chilling.
Talking about the first time.
You
remember
yeah,
the first time?
I think that he went about it the right way because he got everybody else to ask.
Wait, why aren't y'all filming your podcast? Hold
I was going to say, do y'all film it? Or?
I just started because well, we talked about that earlier. What are you doing, man?
I don't know.
Do your
you
job.
Can do it. Dude, holy crap.
We actually tried at one point. We tried Twitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay,
and, like,
yeah.
We had like two people like watch.
Well.
And we were literally just like this the whole time. We're like, you know, Instagram.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
And this
that's an interesting view, though. That's an interesting view.
It's not like us. The space that we're in and the way that it's set up right
now,
you can't really get everybody in the same, like, in the same shot. So we're like,
I get that.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I could do it.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't have that many views on YouTube at all, right? But, like, I just do it because there's obviously an audience on YouTube, I guess, right? That's what Matt was saying. He's just like, I actually watch my podcast on YouTube. I hate that. Like, I listen to podcasts all the time. That's all I do.
50-something?
It's 60 now. It's 60
now.
60? Yeah,
okay.
It's 60 now.
What?
Wow.
On YouTube? Yeah. But it's, like, not that many. What I'm telling you is, you do Twitch once, you might have two people watching, but, like, you keep doing Twitch, man.
13,500?
That's what happens, man.
Huh?
13,500?
Listens.
Oh, whatever.
total listens, right?
Yeah.
Out of
so,
2 years,
the unique audience
sense.
Is, like, 50 people at a time. So.
That's what it
dude,
is, man. I get it.
But we still get like around like 150, 200 listens per episode now.
Podcasts are consistencies. Nice. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, you have to be consistent no matter what. That's a problem because when you're freaking busy, you know, you're trying to record all these freaking podcasts and whatever, you know what I mean?
When people show up late.
It's always a good idea to...
That's me. Every podcast, I'm like 20 minutes late.
It's always a good idea to have...
Literally, he's only saying that because like every Sunday, I leave my house at like... 10:50.
We
like,
record at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm just like,
every Sunday. It has not changed in 2 years.
Well, originally we used to record on Tuesday nights.
Oh, yeah. And we would upload it. I would upload it as soon as we finished.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
It would be like,
no way, dude.
As soon as we were done, boom, upload.
If I could do that, oh, because you record on Anchor.
No.
No? No? Oh, shit. Okay. If I could do that, great. But like with video and all that, nah, not doing it.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah,
no way.
See, it's
too
just
long.
Easier like without video because
it is.
Cause
I
you don't
agree.
Have to edit anything.
So much
easier. Like, I mean, I'm not saying anything, taking anything from y'all because like
no,
what y'all
I
doing
it.
Like once y'all come over tomorrow, you're gonna be like, yo. This is shit.
You guys,
no, dude, it's a podcast, man.
You guys sure you have a podcast?
Like, I feel like y'all just
the
use these mics
this?
To talk shit to each other.
Are you guys like trying to rap in your garage or?
But nah, man. Like,
we've done a couple episodes in the garage.
Yeah,
really?
We've done one road trip episode too.
Road trip episode?
Yeah,
oh,
we literally
cool.
recorded in my truck on the way
to Austin
with his car on a trailer behind my truck with the blown up motor to get the motor taken
oh
out
my
and
gosh,
a new one put
dude.
In.
Yeah.
That story, man.
Bro, it was
that's like
it was
become
a
his
fun
life,
trip,
dude.
Though.
Are like, you done with that car? Is that car gone?
It's, no, it runs. Like it runs fine now.
He still
you
owns
still
that
have
car.
The car?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta get rid of that car, dude.
He paid fucking $700,000 for that car.
Yo, no.
What
honestly,
car is it? What,
I can't afford to get rid of that car.
Dude, so I don't think Matt knows the story. You can go ahead and lay it down if you want to, or you guys can check out the episode that where he talks about it.
I just do like a quick like blow through. So
yeah, you did all right.
Okay, so originally the motor had blown up because of the recall that was done on the valve springs.
Because Corey's a
what,
shit.
What car
driver.
Is this?
Scion FRS.
Okay.
2013 Scion okay. FRS, and. I got a recall done, like, 4 months later, just took a shit on me, blew up, and I was like, damn, okay, well, now I gotta figure something out.
That's not what you said. You weren't like, oh, okay, damn.
Well, yeah.
Like, my fucking car!
Fucking blow through this. Fuck you, man. Okay. This is what we do at our
Yeah.
Sit there and talk shit. But so I was like, shit. I was like, I need to get another motor, or I need to figure out something. Well, I took it to Toyota, and they're like, hey, like, we know how you drive. We know you blew this motor up, so we're not going to do anything.
Wow.
So he was like, we can give you assholes. All these parts at cost if you're going to do it yourself. I found a guy. I bought a block off of another guy. Our homie Min in Austin that we took our car to, he's like, yeah, bro, I got you. Like, I'll build it. Don't worry about it. So we took it to him. The block that I bought, the guy sold me an Impreza block that was for an automatic that wouldn't even, like, go to my car.
Wrong car, yeah.
So... got the car back in Dallas. I found a shop to build my motor, like, for power. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll go for power now. So pistons, rods, like, the whole nine yards. Got the motor back from them. Homie came down from Austin, helped me put it in. Tito filmed a little just, like, quick video for it. An hour into driving that car, blew up. An hour.
What were you doing, man?
Holy. I was driving. No, I was going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I was going 50 miles an hour.
That's cursed.
Shit. Dude, it sounds like a BMW N63.
Yeah.
So he's two running motors deep into this thing. Three if you count the one that didn't actually get installed.
So.
And now he's blown up the second running motor.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the motor that was built... this is the reason why he's always talking shit. I spent $11,000 for an hour of seat time.
Oh my gosh.
And at the time, I was making less power than a stock motor.
I wouldn't even pay $11,000 for an FRS.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Well,
I didn't pay $11,000.
Yeah, you paid $60 million for that.
Just to see, you know, to show people what the heck it is, you know? See if you can find his car. Honestly,
oh, yeah.
Do you have any pictures of it online?
Let's go to Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Let's check that out.
I used to have the video of him tripping over his blast pipes.
There it is.
Yeah.
And almost eating the shit legend. Inside of my truck.
Holy shit. So now check out, what's your Instagram?
Wannabe_RZ.
Okay, that's a shameless plug. If you guys want to follow him, you guys go ahead.
Shitty plug.
Honestly, he doesn't have an FRS anymore, I guess, right?
I still have it.
You still have, oh yeah, right. He still has the godforsaken FRS.
He needs to drive this thing for at least 60 years. Just to get his money worth out.
That's
of it.
60. Where'd you come up with that number?
One more time. What was the?
I spent so much money that it's not even worth anything.
Yeah.
Why would? That's crazy, dude.
Linda?
No. It was down there.
Familiar?
It was down there before.
Wannabe champ. That sounds right. Oh,
there it is, right there. Yeah. The crazy lettering. How'd you do that? How'd you pull that off?
Wow. Changing the font.
Is it like HTML in the freaking profile?
I guess. I have no idea what.
Dude, we told you at the beginning of this. We're here to dumb down this podcast.
No, you're
good.
We
don't know any of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to see the video that Tito did, it's right there.
Holy crap. Yeah, check out that video, dude. Let's do it. Where's the video?
I wonder why it blew up.
Where's the video at?
It's that video right there that he's on.
Okay, cool. Yeah. See if it even plays. We're not going to have music. Sorry, guys. It'll be recorded. You just can't hear it right now.
Yeah, bro. So that motor right there was $11,000 for an hour of seat time.
I guess this is also a shameless plug to Tito. This is his work.
Bro, this video...
when was,
like,
this video made, though?
My favorite
two
part
years.
Of this
Pizza,
whole
dude.
Video...
pizza, dude.
July 1st.
My favorite part of this whole video is the very first line in this caption. Good. Fuck you, Toyota.
Literally, they got there laughing at me.
Oh my gosh,
Min.
Dude.
Yeah, shout out to Min, bro. Like, that dude is, like, everything.
Let's say this was on the dash.
You know how I got, like, 100,000 views on
your
TikTok?
Face, you're like, oh.
Almost all the comments are about the pizza. They're
yeah,
like,
dude,
yo.
Check out the pizza. Yeah, of course, dude. Yeah.
He was literally knocking on the freaking, on like the brace.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, it has knock already. And I was like, yo, don't say that.
It actually blew up. It actually blew up, man.
Ouch.
That's not good, man.
How much do you guys think, well, you probably know, but how much do you think that, like, a BRZ or FRS block costs.
The block?
Yeah.
Like brand new?
You can
or
go get like
brand new?
Let's say you can go get like a 5.3 LS, like an iron block 5.3 LS for what, $600-$700?
Yeah.
Brand new?
No.
Okay. Used, yeah. Yeah. $2,000 used FRS?
I was going to say, yeah, probably $2,000.
Yeah.
How guess. Much was yours?
Just the block, right? And that is, I know, it's expensive.
Just
it's
the
expensive.
Block.
Like, don't, but don't tell
buy,
me.
You can buy okay. a fully dressed LS for $800.
Don't give me that. Fully dressed?
Oh, yeah,
where
dude.
Did that come from, dude?
Dude, I can go get you
a fully dressed $800. Come on, dude.
All day.
Iron block. Okay, yeah, you're right. Iron block's pretty cheap. Yeah. I'm just saying, dude, like, everyone wants to throw that out there. Like, it's like, oh, do an LS swap, bro. It's so cheap. It's not fucking cheap, dude.
It's cheaper than $11,000.
You're right about that. Yeah. You should have LS swapped it.
We were talking about it, and he was like, I could do this like $5,000.
Yeah, I could have LS swapped his car for $5,000.
Oh, easy.
All in.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
harness,
true.
Everything.
Dang, dude. Damn. You could have a sick car right now, dude.
Yeah, you could be
doing wheelies.
You could have had a reliable car.
So originally, I was like, yo, you know what? Like,
take a title loan out, dude. Take a title loan out and put an LS. You're already in the hole. Take a title loan out and freaking put it.
No.
Originally, I was
dude, that's one thing that I know about is title loans and like how fucked up they are.
Really?
But yeah, continue.
We're going to come back to that. That's cool. I'm interested in scams.
Dude, stop watching this football game,
no,
dude. Tell
some,
your story.
Some random dude named Juan just texted me saying, here's pictures of the truck. I don't know.
Looks like you're buying a truck
no.
today.
So at least it's a truck
it's
and
a,
not, you know.
It's a C10, though.
Yeah, right. Here's a FRS for sale, bro.
Right. I won $42,000 for it. It has a built motor.
We heard you like these cars.
But originally I was going to go to Ben and be like, hey, like, you said that you could do this. Like,
do it.
Do you think you could actually do it?
Yes.
If I gave you the money? And then for some dumbass reason, like, my head was just like, yo, like, I have all this money right now.
I'm rich.
Let me just, like, just put another stupid grenade back into my car.
Where did you get the money, though? Working or what?
So, actually...
I'm not saying
it's like, well, I can't really go into that.
The pandemic hit, and then, like, I got laid off from work, and then, you know how they did the whole, like, unemployment and then $600 extra a week? I was making $1,400 every 2 weeks, you know. So
dude,
I was like,
I'm about it, dude.
Saving.
Honestly, the government always like taxes are theft, and I totally am full heartedly behind that. And so, when they say we're going to give you $600 extra for unemployment, you best believe I would be on board with scamming that shit.
Oh, dude,
you know what I'm saying?
Me taking back your money.
What happens after?
That's exactly what I was about to say. But in the end, what happens is it ends up screwing us back anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, dang it, man! You're not
like
actually getting lose. Back.
It's
you know
like a
mean?
Win-lose thing. Because
right.
like, at the time, you're like, oh yeah,
yeah.
Like mm-hmm. you think I'm gonna pay bills? Fuck no! Like, who does that shit?
Oh, man.
But I, you know, that's honestly how I got like you know how I got all the money. I was getting unemployment, and then the stimulus check hit, and I was like, yo, like. I can actually afford to like get my car back up and running, and then it just totally
crazy,
dawned
man.
On like it. I it blew
couldn't
my
have blown
mind.
This car up at a better time. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah,
honestly, no, yeah, for real.
So,
but,
so like you're doing this this title loan shit. Were you like the owner or some shit? You like did it yourself?
Oh no, no, I've
you
never,
were a
no,
loan shark,
I'm
bro.
Not a fucking idiot. No, I just so like you talk about how like. Taxes, all taxes are theft.
Pretty much.
Very true.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's, when I was younger, I used to want to be, like I wanted to run and be some sort of seated member of either Congress or the House or whatever. But
so you wanted to do?
Yeah, when I was younger.
You guys, right?
But
no?
one of the
no.
one of the things
really?
That like
no.
always infuriated me and that I wanted to change was like, the tax system, like the school tax, like the way school taxes were,
yeah.
property taxes,
yeah, yeah.
Things like that. And so I would do a lot of research about like regulated and unregulated like loans and stuff like that. And like title loans are one of those areas that fall into a gray area where they're not really regulated.
Right.
So they can charge you like 300% or even 1,000% interest on a loan that you take out for 30 days to 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane. Like they could charge you whatever they want. And it's just
right.
like, legalize.
And then they have their little patrol car that, like, you ever seen those?
Oh, the where they got like the cameras on the backs of them.
They have like a car that goes, like that. Yeah, like what the heck, dude? Yep. This is a repo
that's
car.
Like a title loan car thingy? The ones with the cameras?
Sometimes they do. Like, they'll have a little patrol car. Like, when you see a freaking Charger pull up and it has patrol big letters, and it's not a freaking police car. It's like a freaking loan guy.
Yeah, so.
You know what I mean?
Really? Yeah, banks do the same thing.
Yeah.
The debt collector.
Yeah, banks will go and run plates, like, in city streets. See if they, like, if somebody owes money, it'll come repo. I ran a repo truck off once in my neighborhood.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. A dude came, one of those guys came and ran my neighbor's plate, and I guess my neighbor's truck was, like, up for repo or something. And I knew that the dude was about to get up, in an hour to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, like, he's a hardworking dude, and I was like, fuck this. The repo truck came, and I came out with an AR, and I was like, this shit ain't leaving today, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm telling you, Ben's a fucking savage.
He was
gone.
The guy was like, I'm calling the cops. And I said, fucking call the cops. So he called the cops, and the cops showed up, and I was like, hey, guys. And I knew half of them because I built half their guns. So they were like, what happened? Buddies. And I was like, this dude was trying to take my neighbor's truck, and I just saw him come in hot with the forks, and it looked like he was going to stab the grill. So I told him to get the fuck out of here because he didn't know what he was doing. Well, he said that you pulled a gun at him. I didn't pull no fucking gun on this dude. What the fuck's he talking about?
I don't own guns. I just build them.
Bro, holy crap, in Ben's dude. House,
I think Ben strategically laid guns every point of his house. So if someone broke in from the roof, I don't know why he has a gun there, but you can kill him.
No, I just have guns, and so there's at least one gun in every room. So if you break into my house,
no matter where you're at, you're gonna have a gun.
Congratulations, because you made it. Second of all, one of two things is gonna happen: either you're gonna die immediately, or we're gonna have the best gunfight in the world. It's one of those two things. Huh.
They need a lot of rounds to compete with Ben.
No, you're right, man. I love it. That's awesome.
But I won't kill anybody in my house. So if you break in, just know that I'm not going to kill you inside my house.
Just
I'm
hard
kill
tie
you outside in the street, because when I sell my house, you have to claim that somebody died in your house if you kill somebody in your house.
Oh,
drives
shit.
A property value down.
I mean, that sucks, man. You have that's like a hard play, because it's like, what isn't it like you're defending your house if they're inside your house, but not if they're outside?
Yeah.
So I wonder what you'd do then. You know, put them in someone else's
but
house.
If you're
defending their house.
If you're at the end of my property line and you die across my property line, it's not on my property.
Right.
So I defended myself inside my property line.
Well, you're right. It's a gunfight. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. It's a gunfight.
And then
you're
somehow
like, okay,
they
yeah.
made it onto the outside.
It's not
where you shot them and they staggered away and then
fell on this side.
So smart.
Yeah, because it's right. If they're shooting at you, you already have the legal. You can definitely shoot them back.
Yeah, but good luck. Yeah. Whoever wants to try and break in, I welcome it.
Challenge accepted. I'm on it. I'm breaking your house.
I wouldn't do that.
Dang, dude.
That's Texas, though, man.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
America works.
I agree.
Dude, so last night I was at my cousin's house, and Rio had to stay the night at our friend's house because his car broke down.
What does Rio do?
He, as of right now, he's unemployed too, so we both work at the same place.
There you go.
But,
what does that look for? He just looks so surprised.
He always has the looks, man.
But, I mean, he's a photographer, like, you know, he does photography on the side, but,
He's your brother, right?
Yeah.
How old is he?
30.
Like, he's older than you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone thinks I'm older.
Nah, do you have any other siblings, or is it just you two?
I have two older siblings. Well, two more older siblings. So my dad was actually married before my mom, and my half-brother and half-sister. And my oldest brother works for the oil rigs, and that dude's just like, makes fuck you money
and
shit like that.
Of course, right?
They always say shit like that.
As soon as you mention, if you're like, oh, I work offshore on rigs, you're like, oh, okay, is that what he does?
No, he actually works. It's not? Okay. He's still on land, but like,
He makes fucking good ass money.
I know for a fact offshore rigs make money. I guess obviously.
Dude, I have a cousin that works offshore, and that dude.
You instantly, it's super dangerous. Yeah. It's insane, but they're like making freaking money. It's like underwater welding, you know? Yeah. You're like, dang, dude.
He said that.
I wanted to do that job for a little while after I got out of the Army. I was like, I should do that. And then I got smart.
Underwater welding?
How many people die doing that?
Welding? Underwater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people, yeah. So I knew a guy that did that, and he was a technician in Washington State. He was an ogre, dude. He was huge, man. He was Irish, of course, right? He was a red hair dude. Like, his hands were as big as my fucking head, you know? He could do, so you know, like, X5s, BMW X5s have the 315s on the back. They're huge, right? He would pick one of those up with his one hand, take it off the car, and just put it down. You're like, this guy's crazy, man.
A monster.
It's insane. Jeez. But yeah, he was an underwater welder, and he made it out alive.
I actually met I met an underwater welder, and he was like, yeah, dude. He's like, don't ever do that job. He's like, it's so bad on your body.
Oh, yeah.
He said he would work for like 4 or 5 months out of the year, and then, I mean, he made all his money.
Yep.
And I was like, bro, I was like,
if you're not spending it when you're there, because you're like in Alaska or some shit, you don't have anything going on, so you're depressed, so you're going and drinking all the time. Yeah. It's like West Texas, right? If you're working in the oil rigs, dude, you're just blowing money. Spending, you're like, oh my God, you can't be doing that. So if you don't spend all your money, then yes, you have the money. So
everybody does, dude. Yeah. Everybody does.
Freaking sweet lips on it, dude, with the wheels, like man.
His truck is a brodozer. Nice.
Oh, it is? Okay, yeah, brodozer, nice. Exactly.
But I mean, he's.
Why can't you just
money?
Get a Raptor if you're out there and just call it a day?
Just fuck Ford.
What?
Excuse me?
Fuck Ford.
I mean, I'm not. Get here. Hold on. I'm not saying I'm against him. I'm just, like, surprised.
I don't
know.
I mean, I just, like, my whole family's always been about Chevy, so.
It's the ratio.
Your dad's Chevy not running right now?
Oh,
it's the ratio, yeah, dude. More people own Fords, so it's pretty clear that more will break down.
True.
There's more Fords on the road. Like, it's straight up fact, right?
Yeah.
So obviously more of them are going to break down because there's freaking more trucks out there, dude.
That's right.
That's very
true. Reason that it's the number one sold vehicle ever.
In the world.
I'm just saying, like, my family's all
brother, dude.
Like,
get out of here.
Like, I'll be outside. All right.
Anywho.
I'll be outside.
We keep going, though. So you know you wouldn't do that?
My Ford is faster than your $65,000 FRS.
Shut up, dude. So. I don't have $65,000 in that car.
Gold-plated Scion.
I probably could have done that. Scion. Like, with all the money that I've spent on that dumbass car.
You could have made, like, a sick build.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
All right, we can't do that, man. I hate doing that.
What?
You're depressed the guy, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
You
like,
can't live in the past,
this
dude.
This is literally
keep
like
moving,
every
dude.
Sunday.
Let's go. Take that $600 a week. Let's do it,
this
man.
This is literally every Sunday. I'm
you don't
so
get that
used
anymore.
To this. Nah.
No, you don't.
It's whatever. Who cares?
Man. Country's going to shit.
Hey, this is not our podcast, so we can talk about that shit now.
Dude, do whatever you want, man. We actually, literally, he stated, he's like, I want to have you guys on because, you know, they're kind of political. We're not. It might be interesting. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? The only thing I have to say, well, and actually, you know what? No, I don't care. Talk about whatever.
Dude, let's talk about how.
There's no holds barred right here, man.
You guys are both BMW techs, right? Or, well,
now
you
I'm
used to
be,
right?
Yeah.
But you don't like Japanese cars.
I'm not, yeah, no, not really.
What the
not
fuck?
Not big on them.
What?
Man, I just like.
China virus?
I'm too into. Yeah, no, they betrayed us. No, it's two different countries, man. No, I just never have been into them. I've always been into Chevys and more like lately German cars. I mean, like lately is in the past like 7 years, 5 years.
You probably think
Hitler
went
louder. Hey, you need to talk louder.
Okay.
You need to talk louder. You
I'm
have headphones on, right?
I'm talking
so
to the mic,
thinking,
yeah.
We don't have headphones right now, so it makes it to where it's
so
like.
So I need to just like basically yell
at y'all. Just talk, yeah.
All the way across the table.
Hey, yeah.
Let me. There we go.
I can hear better now.
Yeah.
But, no, I've been into German cars lately. Like, I've sold Volkswagens for 3 years, and then now I've been working on BMWs for about 2. So.
So you just
he
like,
loves Volkswagens, though.
You like
he's
having
the Volkswagens.
Pretty much, yeah.
I heard you say.
He's about to lift his Volkswagen freaking wagon, dude.
I heard that. So you have a GTI, right?
I have an all-track, yeah.
Okay, what the fuck ever.
It's a Golf.
It's like a Golf, but it's like a wagon.
It's a wagon, all-wheel
it's
drive.
It's like all-wheel
wagon.
Drive, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
He's about sounds to lift it, man.
So it's like a VW
rally it,
Subaru.
Dude.
It's like a VW Outback.
We're not.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Without the Boxer.
I heard you say that, like, that car was easy to work on.
This car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way, yeah. Dude.
Compared to...
Well, compared to what?
BMWs are pretty fairly easy to work on, too.
Japanese cars are way easier than that.
But you gotta think about
yeah.
it. You gotta think, they work on these cars
it's just
day.
Our environment, so we're used
yeah.
to it.
Exactly.
I would say that,
so
yeah, sure, it's harder,
but
like...
Wouldn't you want to fix something that's easier to fix than what you work on
but I
every
just,
day?
I don't like the way Japanese cars drive or handle or
what?
Sound.
He doesn't like precision.
You didn't come drive my car,
he doesn't
man.
Like precision.
What car do you have?
I got a 350Z.
Okay, I like
dude,
Z's. I do
one of
like
my best
Z's.
Friends, man. He
They're
loves
sweet.
Those things. He's about to buy one again.
Oh, yeah?
He loves them, dude.
I'll sell them mine.
Wait, what kind is it?
So, I got an 03 350Z.
Oh, no.
But it's got a Brian Crower 4.2 liter stroker. I run all Radium Engineering fuel setup. So, you're
E85?
Talking about... No. It runs on C16. So, you're talking
the
about putting...
C16?
It's race gas.
Oh.
So you're talking about putting that...
This is,
that
you're throwing some new
that
shit on
fuel
me,
pump
dude.
In. So, I
yeah.
run double pumpers and everything.
Yeah.
And then I run a 18 by 11 in the front, 18 by 12 and a half in the rear. Like, it's everything that you could do to it, I've done to
what
it.
What is your job?
He's like Jeff Bezos.
No.
Yeah. He's probably going to build a clock in Switzerland.
Man. Don't let him do that to you.
Dude. He actually doesn't have unlimited data.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have unlimited data on his phone.
That's true.
You use Google Fi?
No.
Oh.
Got
they
AT&T
don't use unlimited
plan,
data.
Bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Google Fi doesn't use unlimited data. You pay for what you use. That's
oh.
why I thought that's what it was about to
no,
be.
No, I just got an AT&T, bro.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
Regular yeah. AT&T with just, like, what kind of data plan? I got to know.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't fucking know, dude. I think I got, like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I just
do you
paid.
Try?
It's like
I mean,
40 bucks
here?
A month, dude. I don't give
you
a
try?
Shit. Not really.
I'm just thinking, like, how do you? You've probably gotten like mass emails, texts about how you could upgrade to unlimited and not pay any extra costs or whatever because they've gone through so many plans now.
So I think the last time I looked, it was like 130 bucks a month or something like that for like unlimited everything, and I pay like $40 a month right now. So I'm like, man, I don't want.
Not worth it
for one phone or two.
No way.
Just for one.
See, but in, like, where he works, he can't have his phone on him all the time. So,
yeah.
He only really uses his phone
at home.
Yeah.
Or on my way home, you know, whatever.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, once he broke it down to us, I was like, okay, that makes a lot more sense compared to someone that's, like, always gone out of the house, you know, and they don't have Wi-Fi where they're working.
But the one time that I needed, like, data was... Like last week, 2 weeks ago, I have a point of use water heater under my kitchen sink, and it fucking blew up.
Wow.
And my wife texted me, and she goes, "I heard a pop and a bang, and it's all hot in the kitchen, and there's water everywhere." And she sent me a video, and like I didn't even see the video until like 45 minutes after it happened, and then it took another 20 minutes to download the video because I didn't have data. So
oh my
it was
gosh!
Like a whole ordeal, but luckily she was there, so. She turned off the water and everything.
Y'all need to go listen to that episode because the initial, like, reaction... Because, like, he was saying all this shit, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, so you're telling me you have all this expensive-ass shit, but you can't afford unlimited data? And then it was just like, we were
what
all...
What do I have
like,
that's
it doesn't
expensive?
Matter. It's priority. What? You
look
just
your-
named off your freaking 350Z
hold on,
parts, man.
Look at his Apple Watch band.
That's not...
Don't look at that, man.
What?
Yeah, dude.
No,
on
he's
here.
Got,
what is that?
No. Look
what's
at
the,
it.
What's the difference?
Really
here?
Look at it.
I don't know, dude.
You're avoiding the logo? Is
huh?
there a logo I need to see
yes.
or something, dude? Is it Gucci or something? What's going on here, man?
Yeah.
It's Gucci.
It's literally Gucci.
I just guessed, dude. But, oh, dead gum. Okay,
it's
wow.
A, it's, so it's actually... It's like two different Gucci bags that they used, so...
Wow.
They cut it up and made a band out of it. Wow.
But that was
it. Fancy, huh?
I don't know.
Nah, you're good. Okay.
Fancy.
All right, we're not going to rag on it, but let's get back to the 3DZ. So you're trying to sell it or what?
I mean, everything's for sale.
Ah,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a price.
It's got a big country. It's got a carbon fiber big Country Labs wing on it, too.
Did you rebuild the transmission?
And it's got a brand new Quaife two-way.
Oh, yeah.
Quaife?
Yeah.
Did you rebuild the transmission or no?
Yeah, it's got a built.
Because that third gear grind, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't have problems with it.
All right, well, shout out to Jordan, then, I guess. If he wants to actually buy this car, he probably won't.
Yeah.
But whatever.
What do you think of the new Z that's coming out?
It's okay.
It's all right. That's cool as my
car. I don't know. Maybe I got to look at it on the road or something, but I think from what I've seen, it just kind of seems, it seems okay.
You don't like the 370 either?
Not really.
I like 370s. 370s are pretty cool.
But they
370s
know,
like, look sweet.
I'm looking for another car, so. Yeah.
You are? Oh. GTR, bro? Because you know you're a Nissan guy, apparently.
GTST. What
the hell is that?
It's like a GTR, just not all-wheel drive.
Really? Why would you want that instead?
Yeah.
Why would
More
you,
fun?
Why would you want to deal with the all-wheel drive system?
You probably wouldn't be dealing with anything. Are you going to be actually working on this thing? If you're buying a GTR, you're not going to be working on it yourself.
Oh, you're talking about like a new GTR?
Like repairing it.
I'm not talking.
We're
about
talking
like
about money here, dude.
I'm not what about a new
you
GTR.
Walk in with your Gucci watch and buy a GTR? You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm expecting.
R33.
Oh, yeah.
So yes. Okay.
So I've been looking
school.
At like R33.
Now we're cool. I'm down with that.
S15.
Definitely don't want the all-wheel drive system. That old one, dude. That probably cool. is trash. Yeah. It's like an E30 used to have. They used to have an all-wheel drive system for that.
Yeah. Oh, and they have
dude,
like
trash.
They have like the Hikus, which is like the rear steer bullshit that you have to deal with.
Whoa. Yeah, but they make lockouts for it.
Yeah, they got delete kits for
it. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Or RX-7.
It's way more fun, dude, to have a rear-wheel drive. Cool. I just thought we were talking about new GTR.
Yeah.
And I was like, you wouldn't change that.
I almost bought a Supra once.
Oh, yeah. That's
we have a guy who worked as a like fully built Supra, like nice. One of the, you know, of course, he's one of the guys. He's actually a chill dude. Most Supra guys, man, I don't know. I don't know about him.
Most Supra guys, nah.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's cool.
I've met a couple Supra owners, and they're kind of... They're just different.
Yeah,
you know?
They're just different. That's what I mean.
I think that they know that they have a car that cost $20,000 in 1994 when it came out, and then now it's worth like $100,000.
Yeah, it's worth a lot more. I mean, it's not like they don't.
Oh, yeah,
it's
look at my big fucking dick.
My bro dozer's right there. Yeah, right.
And that's kind of what the guy did to me when I tried to buy his.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
You should tell him, yeah. Tell him about how you tried to do that.
So, have you guys heard of TSP Slam?
Yeah, I have actually. TSP Slam. Is it in Austin?
No.
Oh,
so it was.
Oh, that happened recently.
Yeah.
That happened recently. Yeah. It's like right down the freaking street. Well,
yeah. So
10 minutes.
So the last one that they did, we were there. And
is it all bagged? Is that all it is?
No.
What
no,
is it?
It's all builds?
Yeah.
Statics, bags,
shoot, man.
Drugs,
lowriders.
When my car's done, dude, I want to be hitting up some shows for sure, but.
Yeah, number or single largest automotive meet. So that was. I mean, there was.
Dude, was a lot.
Oh, I didn't know. That's why
a couple thousand cars there. Like at MDS, we typically have like at least 1,000 cars. So they went like way above what we do. But yeah, so this is the meet that we were at, and like that was like the pre-staging. For like cars that
Holy
hadn't
cow.
Already paid to get in, and so we're like over here somewhere.
We're actually right there.
Oh yeah, we're next.
Right
to
there.
Yeah,
there you are. Oh wow, look at that.
Dang dude, I've only been to like a gun show over here, man.
It was pretty cool because like, you know, you have
they're still coming in, dude.
This is how good guys is.
Yeah, the line actually went out to the highway.
Wow.
So
nice.
So oh, that's my friend Eric.
They're all staring at you like, what the fuck?
And we're just like, hey, what's up, guys? We just drove right in.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys got the connects out here, dude. That's freaking crazy, man.
So we were there.
Heck yeah, dude. A little RC drifting, dude. That's so fun.
They didn't know it, but I went with the intention of buying a car that day.
At the show?
Yeah.
People do that?
I do.
It's like a gun show. You treat it like a gun show. Hey, whip it out. Let's see.
You see why we call him Jeff Bezos.
But,
yeah.
No, I went to the bank a couple days before, got a bunch of cash, and I was like, I'm going to buy a car.
See, we didn't know that.
Who the heck, man?
So
this is crazy.
Fucking beautiful.
So I found...
That is sick, dude. I love that thing, man.
So my wife, at the time, she was my fiance, showed up, and we were walking down one of these side roads.
Oh my god!
It was Angel's car right there.
But we were walking down one of these side roads, and we were getting like some ice cream or something. And this guy in this black Supra starts coming by us, and I was like, "Oh shit!" And so I stopped him, and I leaned in his window, and I was like, "Hey man, I'll buy your car if you want to sell it today." And he was like, "Oh, it's not for sale." And I said, "Dude, I got $20,000 in cash right now, I'll buy it from you today. Like Supra? Actual like $100 bills, $20,000.
How much was it actually
like,
worth?
He was like, no way, dude, that's not enough. And I was like, all right, man. Because it just looked like a stock Supra.
Oh, it did? Okay. Hmm.
And so then he parked it, and I went and saw it, and he lifted the hood. It had this huge turbo on it, and I was like, all right, that makes sense. So he probably wanted like 40, 50 grand for it, yeah. But still.
What was his name? Remember?
No.
Because our
buddy, I didn't care about his name.
The coworker we have, is his name is Jeremy, but he has a black Supra, and it looks stock.
Yeah.
He didn't do much to it, and it had some rims on it that weren't even like aftermarket, really. They looked like stock Supra rims almost.
Yeah.
Like just normal five spokes, and he's built the crap out of it. Yeah. Got it tuned finally, got the harnesses made. It's sick, man, for sure, but.
I was pissed.
It's a lot of money, for sure, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, I went with the intention of buying a car. I was like, so you just had money on you? He's like, yeah, the whole time. He's like, I didn't know.
Yeah, you can't be spitting out like you have freaking money on you.
$20,000 sitting in the glove box of my car with the windows down and the doors unlocked. I wasn't going to be like, oh, yeah, look at all this money. Yeah.
That makes sense on why you paid so much attention when people walked up to your car.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
That, and I didn't want them stealing my gun out of my car.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah.
That is kind of sketchy to be at a show and have to stay by your car. I kind of want to just be able to just walk away.
Yeah.
But when you're doing that.
I do that. Like, I'll roll the windows up and lock the car. But.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly, like, whenever you're, like, depending on, like, if you are, like, slammed enough or, like, you know, clean culture, your car's not going to, like, it's not going to get touched. You know, these people are, like, well.
Most people are respectful.
You would
enough,
think that most people are respectful. They probably are. But you have, like, obviously, you know, like we just talked about,
guys.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up, man.
The Civic guys are like, oh, I can only imagine, dude. That's so cool. Oh, it's like, look at this fucking wing. It's like,
people
bro,
like
fuck?
To stick their fists in my exhaust. They do that a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel it? I'm just kidding.
You can see who does it, too, because they come out and their knuckles are black.
Oh.
Stupid
that's,
ass.
That's dumb, dude. Oh, my God.
Did it pass this test?
God. Oh, dang, dude. We're going to get into politics. That didn't happen. I don't care.
That's fine.
I mean, we could talk politics.
Nah, I mean, no one.
You
want to
know our political stances?
I can use a break.
They're both Mexican.
Dude, right now, we're just like.
We're beaners.
Right now, it's just like, man, it's all F.
It's a shit show.
I just
it's all F, dude.
If y'all look at me, what party do y'all think? Like, I don't care. Y'all can say whatever. Like.
What do you mean?
Like, if you were like, oh.
I can't do that anymore.
You can't?
Because, like, literally everyone that I've met is completely different.
Yeah.
They're all, it's all crazy, dude.
Basing it off looks is really hard to do.
It's insane, dude. Even if I met someone, like, I just met you, like, there's literally no way. Yeah, like, you want me to do the assumption game where I'm going to stereotype that shit? Yeah, listen, I'll stereotype the shit out of it.
That's what he wants.
You vote for Trump. That's what I would think.
Really? I would say
why?
Bernie,
because
dude.
Because you're in Texas and you're Hispanic, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay, if you were in Texas.
There
yeah, I
so
might
if
say
we're in California.
Might say Bernie.
If we're in California, you're voting
like,
for
oh.
Biden. Yeah.
You're like, oh, that
see,
guy.
That's the thing is, you think, oh, well, he's a minority, and he.
He just wanted to say
Jesus.
Retarded. He really just wanted to say retarded.
Oh, wow.
He's not a minority in Texas, though.
Nah, bro.
No,
we,
he's not.
We
I'm
used to
saying,
own this shit.
But you're in California, right? But, oh, you're right.
Not this far Jesus, up. Dude.
Not this far up. But we used to own this bitch.
Oh,
where I was born,
man.
That was Mexico.
So really,
a long time ago. I was
a long time ago. So you were.
So
wait, make sure that pauses there. You know,
like, where I was born a long time ago.
Oh man, but yeah, that's what I would think, right? But you know, it's what is what it is. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. Me personally, like, I could give a shit less about politics. I mean, I live my life.
It's terrible mentality to have, especially right now.
It's interesting. See, I kind of see it both ways. Like, I want to be a guy that stays out of it because, honestly, you're going to keep doing what you're doing no matter what.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
I've had full-blown arguments with, like, friends of mine. They're like, yo, you got like you have to care.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I was like, these people don't care about us.
Right.
I was like, if they honestly really cared about us, they'd be doing stuff to help the American people.
Sure. Get juicy. This part's going to go on the Patreon now. Watch.
Yeah,
episode's
sure.
Gonna cut
now,
right
now, here's the deal, man.
It drives
here's
me
the
fucking
deal.
Crazy
so,
when I
yeah.
listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, let's get into the good part.
That's so true, though. So what were you going to say?
So I agree. The issue I have, so this year, I met Matt, and I'm like, I guess I need to jump in and get serious.
Yeah.
At the end of this year, here we are, and I feel like we're back in it, back in the same place we started, and, you know, we can't do anything about it. And so that pisses me off even
yeah.
more.
Yeah, because you're a poli-sci major, right?
Yeah.
What ends up happening is your local government.
Science. Okay. I was
your
like,
local government yeah. is what you want. That's what I tell people. I'm like, yeah. hey, care more about your local government. I don't give two shits who the president is at yeah. this point because of the way things have gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's insane because you're right. Massive corruption. Every single body's out for themselves. They all want money. They're not exactly. here for you. Local government is definitely different.
Yeah, the lady that you need to get the fuck out of office, her name is Teresa Meza. She needs to get the fuck out.
Wow.
I don't see that. Like, that's the thing.
But you don't have time to research, man.
Well, no, I mean, yeah. I don't. Like, I have time.
I don't
fucking
okay.
work.
So right.
like, all right. I don't
I
work.
I wasn't trying to say anything. Dang, dude.
No, you're good. No. Like,
so she introduced this bill,
uh-huh.
okay, and it's going to get struck down. But still, it's a bill that basically negates the castle doctrine.
Toasty.